What is faith in Jesus Christ? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation as He is offered to us in the Gospel.
In question 86, we address faith in Jesus Christ. So, to just back up for a second, you'll remember that we saw that every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God in this life and the life to come. That leads next to the question, how do we escape? How do we escape the wrath and curse of God? And the answer given to us was God requires faith, repentance, and the diligent use of the outward means that God has appointed. So now in each of the next three questions, 86 expounds what's meant by faith in Christ, 87 expounds what's meant by repentance unto life, and then 88 addresses what is meant by the diligent use of the outward means. So we're dealing here with the matter of faith. And it is faith in Christ. Now, that's important because it's not faith generically, right? There are people who say, oh, well, what you need is faith. And it's this ill-defined concept of some sort of emotional attachment to something spiritual, right? As if, you know, the faith of a Muslim or the faith of a Hindu or the faith of a moralist, you know, those are what is required. No, it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, for example, the current prince in Britain, Prince Charles, has said something about the idea of changing the constitution of Britain, where the monarch is required to uphold and defend the Protestant Reformed faith. And he wants to say, well, the monarch is only required to uphold faith generically. Well, that guts faith of its content. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And really what we're dealing with is this. God has accomplished salvation, right? So we have this salvation. This is salvation has been accomplished by Christ, by God. And so He sent forth His Son. Christ has died upon a cross. The sins of God's people have been credited to Him. He's paid for those. He's propitiated the wrath of God. He has provided a full atonement for the sins of God's people. His record of righteousness is credited to the account of His people, making them acceptable in His sight. All of this salvation has been accomplished. The question is, now we have all these people, right? You got people all over the world, even just tons and tons of them, millions of them, right? Billions of them. And the question is, does this salvation then apply to everybody? I mean, does everybody receive it? No. Not everybody receives it. As we've noted previously, it's provided for God's elect people. There's a definite number that are saved by God. So really we're dealing with the question of how does an individual person appropriate this? So the word here could be the application of salvation or the appropriation of salvation. How is it that we become an individual recipient of the salvation that has been accomplished? So the application of our salvation is what this question and the ones that follow it are speaking to, is the application. How is it that we receive this? And part of the answer that's given to us is through faith in Jesus Christ. This is part of the answer. Notice that the Catechism speaks of faith as a saving grace. Now we're going to come back to this, but it is a grace. Now grace is something given or gifted to us, and the Bible speaks of faith that way. Faith is a gift of God, Ephesians 2. So we're to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but the Lord actually gives to us the gift of faith. And what does that saving grace do? It enables us to receive and rest upon Christ. To receive and rest upon Christ alone. This is different. This is the opposite of us giving. We're not giving. Faith is not giving something to God. It is receiving something from God. And it is not bringing something to God. It is resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. So faith is not a faith has some unique features about it. It is an entirely receptive grace. So faith is not us doing or bringing or giving. Faith is merely a receptacle, if you will. So the example has been used a lot historically, and it has some helpfulness in it, I think, of the person receiving, right? We're coming with an empty hand, and God is the one who is giving. God is giving to us something. Faith is here the empty hand which receives what God is giving to us. All right? So faith merely takes something. And it says the passage, the catechism here says, rests upon him alone for salvation as he is offered to us in the gospel. So as he is, Christ is offered in the gospel. What does that mean?
Well, it's more than we can tackle here, but we have the outward call.
The gospel is the good news of salvation. It has content. It's Christ crucified. And it is outwardly proclaimed to all men. So there's an outward call that goes to all men. And in that call, Christ is being offered to people. So the Lord is coming and he's saying, here is the salvation that I've accomplished. Here is a savior of sinners. And the Lord is setting forth this exhibition of his grace. And he's saying, this is the way of salvation. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. He's offering that those who hear the gospel would come and receive that gospel for the salvation of their sins. Now, of course, it's made effectual in the inward call to the elect. So, in order to receive Christ as he is offered, we have to have faith. And faith is itself a gift. And so God gives the gift of faith to the elect in order that they might receive and rest upon Christ, who is being offered to them in the gospel. So the ability to receive the offer is also a gift from God. And one way of thinking about it is this. When God accomplished salvation, he accomplished the whole of our salvation. And that means Christ purchased everything, including faith. So our faith was actually purchased by the Lord Jesus Christ in his saving work. And the Lord therefore gives a comprehensive package to secure the certain salvation of all of his elect people. So we have in the preaching of God's word, in the preaching of the cross, we have an unfettered, indiscriminate proclamation and offer of Christ to all men. And calling upon all men to receive him and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and to be saved. The Holy Spirit accompanies that proclamation and makes it effectual, powerful in the heart of the elect, enabling them with the gift of faith to receive Christ as he is offered. Now, when we talk about faith, historically, the Reformed have highlighted three parts, if you will, three components of faith. There is knowledge, assent, and trust. These are the English equivalents to three Latin words. Faith has these three parts: knowledge, assent, and trust. And this too is a topic that is perhaps too big for us to tackle here, but only to mention it in passing. So there has to be content. There has to be a knowledge of who Christ is. So this faith cannot be something that is detached from Christ himself. We have to understand who he is as the Son of God, who he is as a Savior, as the sacrifice, as atonement, so on. We have to assent. Faith will assent to that knowledge. We are affirming it and upholding it and believing in it. And then there's the fiducial element of trust, and this carries with it the idea of actually putting the full weight of our soul on Christ. So there are a number of biblical passages which bring this out. This third point has been somewhat controverted in the 20th century, not before that. But the idea is that our faith is not just theoretical, it is in a person. So it is faith in Jesus Christ. The object of faith is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are actually putting our full confidence, the full weight of our soul upon all that he is and all that he has accomplished. And more could be said with regards to that, but that gets us at least in the right direction. This also ties into what the Catechism and Confession speak of elsewhere as the condition of the covenant of grace, right? So if you listened carefully to the last class, you'll understand there's a lot of controversy about this word condition. People think, oh, this is legalism, this is Arminianism. You know, it's parallel to what the Catechism says about what God requires. God requires of us faith, repentance, and a diligent use of all means. The Confession and Catechisms talk about the condition of faith, the condition of the covenant of grace being faith. It's another way of just saying this is what God requires of us. Right? Justification by faith alone is tied to this. The only way to receive justification is by faith alone. You can't earn it. You can't receive it in some other way. The means that the Lord has appointed is through the exercise of faith. That's what's meant by a condition. Condition is not something, again, that we merit. It is not merit. It is not something that we bring to the table to earn our salvation. Faith is itself a gift of grace. The Lord is the one who provides that gift of faith to us. And so what's required, which is another way of saying what's the condition, is also supplied by God himself in the gift of grace, but in the gift of faith. But it's important that this language is there because it attacks this antinomian idea that you can somehow jettison faith. No, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It is necessary for you to believe, to have faith in Christ in order to escape his wrath and curse. And so in that sense, it's conditioned. So you can think of the covenant more generally. You have in the covenant of grace, and I think we've touched on this before, and I can only mention it briefly, but we have the administration of the covenant. Administration of the covenant. This is the
the kind of external net that the Lord has established. And so the promises to you and your children, those within the visible church or within the administration of the covenant, God comes in the preaching of the gospel to those and preaches Christ crucified to them and so on. And he uses that preaching and all of the benefits and promises of the administration to draw his people into the substance of the covenant. And the way in which these two things are connected are faith. People come by faith to receive Christ and to rest in him, and therefore to enjoy all of the full privileges that come in the covenant of God's grace. Now, that is perhaps too brief for you in order to be clear, but I have done a whole set of addresses elsewhere on the covenant of grace, where I break down some very important categories in the biblical or the classical Reformed doctrine of the covenant of grace, and those lectures are available online as well. So that will help you understand the role that faith has in the covenant. So here the question is, question 86, what is faith in Jesus Christ? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation as he is offered to us in the gospel.